Hi, is that really you? I think there might be a ghost haunting my place. I know you're not wearing a costume yet, silly. I just haven't seen you in a while. Here, give me a hug.
I missed you.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I don't usually say those kinds of things. It's just been so long, though. It's hard to spend so much time without your bestie. Anyway, come in! You know, if I was superstitious, I'd be thinking we've got some kind of Halloween curse by now. We've been trying to hang out this whole month, and every single time we've had to cancel for some dumb reason. Yeah, remember when both our cars broke down on the same day? I mean, what are even the odds of that? But don't worry, I double-checked everything this time. I ordered my costume beforehand, checked if the car was working, made sure I didn't lose my keys. Nothing is going to stop us from finally having some fun together. Hey, I'm not jinxing it. Come on. You don't really believe those things, do you? All right. How about we start putting the costumes on then? It's kind of early, but like you said, better not risk it. Is it okay if I go first? I'm probably going to take a little longer than you to get ready. Great. I'll just grab this box. Here we go. I'm just going to go to my room and close the door, okay? I'll see you in a bit. Hey, can you come here for a second? No, please don't look in. I only opened the door a little so you could hear me. Sorry, I know I'm being weird, but would you be mad at me if we canceled again? I'm so worried about everything else, I forgot to open the box and actually check the costume. Guess what? They sent me the wrong one. Maybe we really are cursed. No, you're not getting it. They sent me a bunny girl costume instead of the one I ordered. You know, like a Playboy bunny. I tried it, just to be sure, and I can't. There's no way I can go out wearing this. It probably sounds like I'm exaggerating, but... You know what? It's just easier if I come out and show you. See? It's ridiculous. I could accept a little bit of cleavage, even if I don't like it. But this? If this costume was an inch smaller, my nipples would be showing. Sorry. I'm a little frustrated. I mean, I just wanted to spend some time with my best friend. Is that too much to ask for? It's nice of you to say that, but don't give up on having fun because of me. I'll be here when you're back. It's fine, I promise. You always know how to make me feel better, don't you? Okay, if you insist on being with me is the most fun part, then we can stay home together. Maybe we can have our own little costume party, just the two of us. Oh, that? Yeah, my costume's a little, you know, but it's fine if it's only you seeing me. I trust you not to be weird about it. That's what I meant. Now go put on your costume so we can start, okay? You look really good. I need to choose something that fits you. Come, sit beside me on the couch. Since it's Halloween, I thought maybe we could watch some spooky movies together. How about this one? Hey, what do you mean Sharknado is not a horror movie? Okay, fine. Maybe I'm a little afraid of real scary movies. But I could try. It's my fault we're stuck at home in the first place. Of course it is. Sure, the store got my order wrong, but I really should have checked it earlier. Also, the costume wouldn't look so obscene on me if my body wasn't like this. Come on, you know it's true. When a tiny girl wears something like this, sure, it's sexy, but it's like classy kind of sexy. When I wear it, like 10 pounds of tits spilling out, and it looks like I'm trying to show my ass off. Sorry. I know you don't like it when I put myself down. I just sometimes I wish I wasn't like this though. I keep hearing from other girls that they're jealous of my body, that I'd have guys fawning all over me if I didn't hide it so much. But I don't want all that attention. I mean, of course I want to get a boyfriend one day, just not like that. Hey, you can't just say something like that out of nowhere. Not even sure if that was a cute way to comfort me. Just a pervy comment. Yes? You're such a jerk sometimes, you know? Yeah, okay. I guess you managed to make me laugh. Thank you. Did you really mean it, though? That'll make a future boyfriend very happy. I'll admit I didn't expect that coming from you, even if it was a joke. No, I'm not offended. Of course not. I never see you stare at me like the other guys do, and I'm not sure if you're trying to be respectful or just don't find me attractive. Oh, hypothetically, if you wanted to stare at me, I wouldn't mind. Yeah, I'm sure. Maybe I really meant that earlier, that it's fine if it's you. What do you think? Do you like them? My boobs? Makes me feel a little bit better about them. They make you happy. And if you really insisted, I'd let you, touch them, maybe. Please touch me. Take my bra off to make the costume fit, so just touch me. I mean, sorry, that was so weird. I don't know what came over me. No, I don't want you to stop. Oh, I'm finally feeling your hands on me. It feels so good. Always wanted to thirst over me. It must be so wrong having these thoughts about your best friend, but I can't help it. You've been having them too, for real? I need to let that sink in. If you wanted me this much, would it be okay if I sit in your lap? That way you can feel me better. There. Now you can feel my thighs straddling you. Ma'am. Yours? I'm already yours. I've always wanted to be. Please keep kissing me. jacket, how my tits feel. No, they're not too big. They don't even fit in your hand. I mean, it seems like you really do like them a lot. You're getting hard. Fuck. Why does this costume have to be so thin? I can feel you against me down there. Hey, there's something I can try to do just for you. Here, please. Here, take the top of your costume off. I'm gonna go all the way down here, okay? On my knees. Now sit facing me and you gotta take your pants off, please. I just figured that now since you love my tits so much, maybe you'd like to feel them around your cock. Like this. Does it feel good? Oh, I wanna make you feel good, sir. It's fine if I call you that. I mean, I'm already dressed like this, so I thought I'd be your little bunny girl for tonight. Sorry, is that weird? If you like it, then that's what I am, sir. Your busty little bunny girl, and I'm here to please you. Here, close your eyes. Feel them, okay? These huge tits around your cock. I might not be very good at this, but at least I've got the right tools for the job. You want me to squeeze them together with my hands? Yes, sir. Anything you ask. Is that better? I'm squeezing them tight. Pressing them against you. Moving up and down too. You're starting to rock your hips. I'm glad I'm making you so eager. Oh, yeah. Fuck my tits, sir. They're yours. This bunny girl belongs to you. Please, please do it more. I want to feel this. Your cock's so hard and warm. It's so perfect, sir. That's it. Use my tits to feel good. Are you getting close? I'm sorry. I'm going to have to stop then. I can't make you come yet. Because I need to be bred. Oh, feeling your touch and that nice cock between my tits. It's got me in heat, sir. I think I'm in heat for you. See, you didn't even touch my pussy and there's juice dripping down this little suit. I'll just lie down on the couch here and lift my leg all the way up for you. No, sir. Breed me. Come on top of me and make me yours. Please. Oh, God, yes. Oh, God, you went all the way in. Oh, sir, don't apologize. It's what I wanted. I'm so wet. I want you to shove it in me. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Your cock feels so amazing. Oh, I've been needing it for so long, sir. Oh, please. Oh, keep fucking me. Oh, fuck me like the horny little bunny I am. That's right, sir. Oh, I'm your little fuck bunny. Oh, it's made for you to fuck, sir. Yes, yes. Oh, I love feeling your weight on top of me. Oh, you press my body against the couch when you pound me. Fuck. Harder, I need it harder. Yeah. They're gonna wrap my legs around you. Please. Breathe, your little fuck bunny. As hard as you can. Please, please. You're gonna come, sir. I want it at my pussy. Oh, can you come in me? Fuck, I'm gonna come too. Please, shove it in me. Fill me up. Fill me. Fill me while they come all over your cock. Oh, yes. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, God. Free me. Free me. Oh, I'm gonna come. Before even confessing to you, asking you out. Ugh, so embarrassing. Are you sure it's fine? I don't want you to get the wrong impression of me. Yeah, I guess you're right. It's hard to hold back when you're with the person you like. Really, really like you. So, what are we now exactly? I don't think platonic besties do the things we just did. Of course I want to be your girlfriend. I think I've wanted that ever since a month after we met. Oh, I'm so happy you asked. Oh, thank you for being so amazing to me. Thank you, sir. I didn't mean to say that. Oh, sorry. I think I got a little lost in the character. About that, I can pay to keep the bunny costume if you want for future uses. Oh, you love that, huh? It's good to know. Hmm.